Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
I love my garbage men and women.
Well, Stalker tips them like $100 every year.
And they'll, you know, if I put a dead body, if I put a dead body out there.
They'll take care of it.
They'll take care of it for
me. They never forget, do they?
They like you.
Yeah.
But that's just it. He's trying to say, I love the idea of tips not being taxable and tips as a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I often say that, like, if I'm getting my hair done or it's a server, and I'll say, this is a gift among friends.
Yeah, this there you is, go.
Well, I give it at Christmas time, so it's a Christmas
true.
Gift.
You know what I mean?
Here's a Christmas
a friendship.
Gift for you.
Mm-hmm. Could you get a religious exemption?
Now take
because
this.
Because you could say, right?
Now
it's
take
a,
this giant couch out of here. Yeah,
I don't do that.
Here's a hundo.
That's not right.
And take this furniture and get it off my property.
Yeah.
855.
Gifts with strings attached, Greg Stalker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, always strings attached. 855-839-1210.
Quid pro quo. He knows, they know that, you know, my house is the house to be at for Christmas. And then in January when I have to throw some things out.
Yep.
They'll pick them up for me.
There you go. Christmas with the Stalkers.
Thank you.
It sounds like a sitcom. It'll be on Hallmark all December.
Yeah.
Let me grab real quickly before we get to the news. I do want to come through on my campaign promise of getting people in and out quickly. Ray in Warminster, you go right ahead, buddy.
Hey, speaking of chips, a little advice for everybody that's a guy. Chip your proctologist before the procedure. Don't wait until after.
Best advice ever.
Thank
well
you.
Said, right?
Thank you.
Definitely do that.
So, Greg, I got a line with Nick. I thought the same thing about Biden making that comment. I wouldn't put it past that guy to make that comment to put the screws to Kamala.
And Ray, we know Democrats are very diabolical, man. They'll eat their own in a heartbeat if it's for political gain, right?
So is he? Wait, hang on, Ray. So is he a man? So is he a guy who's on the verge of dementia? Who can't stay up past 4 p.m. Or is he this diabolical that he's saying this to tank Kamala's campaign? You know what I mean? Like it can't be both.
He's diabolically demented. How's that sound?
Diabolically
That's
demented.
What he is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got little slivers of clarity mixed in with like. Whatever, right?
Yeah. Go ahead, Ray. Go ahead.
Real quick, sorry. Just about the voting. My son is a college student in Massachusetts. He applied for an absentee ballot like 2 or 3 weeks ago. He still hasn't gotten it.
Oh, jeez. He's in Massachusetts?
He's got the R after his name because he's Republican, right?
Right
so he still
right.
hasn't gotten it.
Yep.
What the hell makes him go to Massachusetts for college? Where did that idea come from, Ray?
I mean, dude.
You know what? I'll tell you exactly what it was. He was one of those COVID kids graduated in 21 that was a pretty solid baseball player, but the only opportunity he could get was up there because nobody was really getting picked up.
Right. No, I got you, Ray. Good stuff. Baseball, man. When's it get warm enough for baseball in Massachusetts? Like May? Cold up there.
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210 if you want to join the show.
By the way, did you guys see the I know we're way off here, but did you guys see it in the World Series last night that fan who grabbed at Mookie Betts' glove and tried to rip the ball out of his hand when he was going up for
No, I did
fans
not.
Fans are like rabid dogs.
It was like Vinny from the Bronx. He like grabbed his he grabbed his glove and tried to rip the ball out of his hand.
I paid my price. I paid my tab. Yeah. Vinny Esposito from the Bronx.
Exactly.
My favorite.
If that would happen in Philly, Philly, it would have been national news.
See, look at those monsters.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Don.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, if that would happen in Philly.
They booted Santa.
Yeah, we would have been the scourge of society.
Yeah, a bunch of garbage, right?
My favorite things, if we're giving our favorite things, my favorite things yesterday were Trump at Drexel Brook, maybe because I have like a soft spot in my heart for Drexel Brook with my in-laws and, you know, Delco and all that. But Trump at Drexel Brook locally here, that was awesome. And it was a more intimate setting. They did a great job. Number two, Steve Bannon holding that news conference, looking and sounding. He was like my favorite thing yesterday. And I said to my husband, look at Steve Bannon. He just went to prison.
Is he out?
And he yeah, he just got out yesterday. And he, I said, look at him. He's tan. He lost weight. You know, like all of us, I guess, you know, the best place you can go for like a spa 4 month treatment is federal prison.
Yeah,
all the rest of us struggle.
Nobody gains
weight.
Nobody gains weight in the joint. It's not like you're freshman 15 in college.
But he was like coherent. He didn't, because I think, does he drink and smoke when he's not?
I don't
like,
know.
Is he a drinker? I don't know.
I have no
he
idea.
Looked 20 years younger, tan, fit. I couldn't believe it. I said, this is our prison system. It's like, well, the guy was totally emboldened.
Yeah, all you can do in the joint is push-ups. You should come out in great shape. That's what I would do. I would ask for 23-hour solitary confinement. I would just do push-ups and sit-ups until
did
I passed out.
Did we see the same you think that guy looks like he's in great shape?
Compared, look at him. He's tan.
Okay.
How do you get
tan? He lost at least 20 pounds.
Wow.
What?
Look at his hand. Even his hands. I'm like, is he?
So he's 320 now instead of 340.
No. No. And by the way, he talked about the fact in prison, he said he's with Hispanic and black men, young men. And he talked, I mean, I'm sure the Democrats love this. He said, yeah, these guys in prison and half of it.
Didn't Trump call him Sloppy Steve Bannon? I mean, come on. Didn't Trump call him Sloppy Steve Bannon?
That was Chris Christie.
No,
Chris Christie.
No, he called Bannon Sloppy Steve Bannon. He did.
Sloppy Steve Bannon.
I don't know why. It just struck me yesterday. The guy just got, I mean, he's kind of a bad A to go. He wouldn't go before Congress. This is J6. Said, I'm going to take the time, goes 4 months, and then comes out looking tan and fitter than he's looked. Seriously, look at him compared to when, you know, before. But he had great talking points.
Dawn's gushing over Steve Bannon.
I'm not gushing. I'm just saying, I guess maybe it was something different than.
Oh, you know what? I do see the picture that you're talking
about.
Look at
him.
Yeah. But
he was just in Colorado skiing for 2 weeks.
What state was he in prison?
Connecticut, right?
Well, it's not hot in Connecticut. No. I don't know how he got tanning. Maybe he's got a tanning bed in the joint. I don't know.
Anyway.
All right, 7:13. Let's get to the news. Round number two. I don't think we've ever done the news at 7:13, but what the hell? It's a Wednesday. Let's get weird.
Tony Bruno. So it's Wednesday, October 30th. Today's high, 77 degrees on this Halloween Eve. A tractor trailer struck and killed a pedestrian on I-95. This is in Delaware. So it happened near the off ramp from I-95 northbound to Route 7 in Newport. Happened late last night. So I know that there were shut down lanes and all of that, but they're saying that if you were stuck in that hot mess, the victim pronounced at the scene and they are investigating that one, just to give you an update on what happened there. Shots fired with police officers trying to take a murder suspect off the streets of Philadelphia. According to police officials who are this morning praising law enforcement, saying this was a man who was considered a homicide suspect, armed and dangerous suspect, and they say they did a good job of finally tracking this individual down. But it all started when officers spotted the 29-year-old suspect identified by police as Spencer Majette in the area of Reach Street and Allegheny Ave. This is in the Kensington section of Philadelphia. Police say that the suspect ran, officers chasing him into this narrow pedestrian alleyway and between some homes, actually, on Custer Street. So at that point, there was a confrontation. I don't have all the details, so I'm not going to obviously speculate. But at the end of the day, there were reports that there were shots fired. Did the suspect fire upon police? They definitely returned the fire. So he's now in critical but stable condition in the hospital. Officers not injured. And again, he is, why were they looking for him? He was a suspect in the death of an innocent bystander. She was 23-year-old Felicity Vanetta, and she was shot in the chest October 8th by a stray bullet that is allegedly fired by Majette, the suspect, from a half a block away. So this young lady is, you know, walking on a sidewalk, minding her own business, half a block away. There's some sort of a shootout, and she's struck and killed. This is a tragedy here. This one bothered police. They were trying, they felt that whoever did this, dangerous guy. They had all kinds of surveillance images, and that is what led them to this suspect, which also would tell you that they had the suspect's mugshots and identifying information already in the system, right? So just that one for you. Phoenixville Police Department in mourning, and we're looking for the funeral details now. This is such a tragedy. As Officer Arthur Cena IV, he was killed in Warminster, Bucks County, 39 years old, wife and two young children. And he was actually leaving the funeral of a fellow police officer and was involved in a crash. Somebody struck his motorcycle as he was after he was leaving that funeral scene. So just a real tragedy. And we're with you there. We're just a grieving community there in Phoenixville. So we'll give you those funeral details for sure. We want to talk about what else is going on in the region, but I wanted to point you to the Pepsi Cola story. And that was that Pepsi is laying off more than 100 workers from its plant in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. At least one Pennsylvania plant, if not two, are impacted by these layoffs that we're hearing about nationally. So just a jobs report that we wanted to put in there. And then as well, we have the NBA is fining the Philadelphia Sixers $100,000 for public statements that the NBA made around the health status of All-Star NBA center Joel Embiid. So the NBA did this investigation showing the Sixers did not violate player participation policy with Embiid's missed games, but did so with its public comments that did not properly reflect his health issues with his knee.
Speaking of health issues, let's go back to Pepsi real quick.
Yes.
Take a quick poll here. Pepsi or Coke, if you have your choice. I'm team Pepsi.
My husband likes Coke. I like Diet Pepsi, but I'm going to say this, no soda. It's loaded with all those chemicals you can't even read.
Oh, I know. So, I'm just saying, if you have to drink it, I've always Pepsi. Been favorable to Pepsi. Yeah. Coke. Yeah. I'm with you.
Your Coke.
Yeah.
My husband loves the Coke.
You're a Coke guy?
Yeah. I mean, soda's poison.
Yeah, I don't drink soda anyway, but, you know.
So my husband has to buy it. If he wants it, he's like, we're out of soda. I'm like, yep, drink water. It's so bad for you.
Grab some whole milk, Lair.
Yeah, that's right. We got the whole milk, Lair Bear.
Does a body good.
I don't believe I have a sponsor, Mr. Stalker, so I'm just checking in with you.
No, you don't.
So the forecast today, 77 degrees, 81 degrees for your Halloween tomorrow. Incredible, 78 for Friday. The weekend, we're looking to 62-ish for both Saturday and Sunday. Remember, it's turn back your, let's see, we fall forward with the clocks. So this is the weekend where, I know I hate this time of year because, you know, this is the time of year when the days get shorter and shorter.
Dawn, there's nothing more depressing than looking out the window at 5:15 and it's dark. Oh, I hate that. So, I hate that with a passion.
By the way,
I'm with you.
Phil, do you have the that video that
Which
I
video?
Said about the fan who tried to steal the ball from Mookie Betts? If you do, can you play it? You're gonna have to describe it, Nick.
All right.
You got it?
Yeah, it's playing now. Although I don't know who the suspect is. There's a bunch of Yankee fans. They all look the same, by the way. Everybody from the Bronx looks the same. You ever notice that? Hooded sweatshirt, jeans, and a Yankee fitted. This guy's going up the steps. I thought this was the actual.
Oh, I thought play. I thought we had the video of him stealing it from him.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Miscue there. Right. But he was thrown out.
Yeah. Good. Get out.
That's amazing.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Kale and Company. Yeah, that should be my out cue. We're done.
We're done. That's it.
Like that bus driver?
Yes.
Remember the bus driver?
Yeah, yeah. Damn it! How much more you expect me to pay?
That's it, Dawn.
I'm done with you.
Yes.
That's what Pennsylvania
I'm
voters.
Done with this.
Yes. Enough of the shoe stings.
Voters, right. Man, my phone's blowing up. I mean, Pennsylvania voters are furious over what happened with the early voting
thing. And we have to do the Bucks County Quakertown video, and we will do that right after the commercial, I promise. I will get to that video within 30 stinking seconds of Stalker's Rejoiner and music when we come back. Kale and Company, stay right there.
The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to catch all the action right now. FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is catch every tip off a buzzer beater and place a $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. All you need is to tonight. We have the I think the Sixers play their first home game tonight here. I don't think either Joel Embiid or Paul George are going to play tonight, so maybe. maybe not bet on that game. But you can place a $5 bet on anything, futures, if you want to. You know, how far will the Sixers make it into the playoffs? You can bet it all. $5, get 3 months of NBA League Pass for free. Make every moment more with FanDuel. All you have to do is sign up is go to FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of the NBA, and 1210 WPHC. 21 and over, President PA. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
I want to take you to Bucks County. Boys, this is clip K3. And apparently this occurred at one of the voting locations in Quakertown, which would be upper Bucks County, right before you kind of enter, I guess once you leave Bucks County and you're in Quakertown, I guess that would be, what is that? That's borderline Northampton, Lehigh County, because that would go up towards Center Valley and Saucon Valley. So this occurred somewhere in Quakertown, and this lady recorded about a two-minute clip where some lady tried to tell her, look, take it up with the police officer, and then you're going to see this police officer describing the situation to this voter, which I believe is a Trump voter. K3, let's listen and watch this.
I have a question. I have to bring someone here about 4 o'clock to vote. Are they going
to ask you to talk to this?
Are they going
to
turn everyone down?
I'm going
to
ask you to talk to this gentleman because the voting is closed right now.
It's closed.
I just want you to talk to this gentleman.
We have the right to vote until 4:30.
I got you.
Why is it closed?
Let me explain it to you.
Please.
Okay. This process is very slow and grueling.
That doesn't matter if we're online.
Very slow and grueling.
It doesn't matter if we're online by 4:30. We have the right to vote.
The reason why I had to close was because a high volume of people wanted to do this. Slow and grueling.
Well, then they have to wait till everyone's...
They had to cut the line at 1:45.
They cut the line at 1:45.
See?
You hear that, everyone? They cut the line at 1:45.
Here's your...
This is voter fraud, by the way.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Oh, voter protection. I heard about that on X. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Contact voter protection.
She broke the Greg rule.
Contact the county commissioners to complain.
This is, and so you don't think this is voter fraud? This is voter fraud. See that, everyone? They cut the line, even though we have till 4:30. Election fraud here in Bucks County.
She's good.
All right, so there you go. I could hear Stalker exhale as she says, I heard about this on X. Just as soon as I watched that last night, oh, Stalker's going to love that part. That'll be the part that he sinks his teeth into.
He was shaking his head.
And we'll get to that in a second. But so, Dawn, I know you saw this as well. So what exactly is going on here? And I do want to point out those voter protection badges that those people are wearing in a moment, because we have to discuss that as well. But that, and I, you know, I'm very pro law enforcement, so I don't want to take it out on Officer Geiger, who is in that clip there, which, by the way, you can see his name. It's not like I knew who he was, but if you're watching, you can see it's something Geiger. But I'm sorry, slow and grueling? Slow and grueling? What is this? NFL training camp 2-a-day session? Slow and grueling? Slow and grueling for who? For a bunch of people sitting in a folding chair?
Well, first of all, this officer, I'm glad that he was honest with people. It's not his fault.
It's not his fault. Probably. Correct.
And I'm talking to a lot of cops, by the way, who were on some of these different scenes, who are critical of it, saying that, of course, the officers go and they're supposed to make sure everybody feels safe, but that they're all of these, if you want to say conspiracy theories, how did they come about? Well, because we all saw. And everybody has been broadcasting everywhere that you have until 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Al Schmidt, he's on the air every single day here on PHT. Governor Shapiro kept coming out, releasing all these statements. Everybody saw you have until 5. So everybody was told you have until 5. So people believed that if they, whatever, took off a lunch break or whatever, as long as they got there before five, everybody believed fully that as long as you were in that line, you were cool. But over and over, and it's not just in Bucks County, we saw it across the region, they were putting out a sign because they were doing the math.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they were going, okay, we have this many people. It takes 12 minutes minimum to process each person because we only have one or two people.
Yep.
And so they were doing the math saying, well, we're going to, so by 1:30, we can, it's going to, by 1:30, those people in line are going to take us until 5 to process.
Yeah.
Because some people were literally in line 3 to 4 hours.
Well, it has to be one of two things.
Crazy.
And this is to me. Either, yes, it is, quote, slow and grueling, which means, okay, if that's the case, and let's be real here, there's nothing grueling about that process. There's nothing grueling about standing. There's nothing grueling about sitting. There's nothing slow and grueling about being in a building and having coffee and danishes and sitting at a table with a folding chair. But if it is, then I don't care how long it takes, get it done. Or the second option is have more people, streamline the process, make it more efficient. And oh, by the way, the whole volunteer system, maybe these people need to be compensated. You know, we're taxpayers, right?
Oh, no, no. They're paid.
Okay.
They're paid now.
I thought some of these were just volunteers.
Well, the people who made their little badges, which anybody can make.
Right.
So that was another complaint.
Yes. And can we throw up, Phil, throw that graphic up if you have it. Of the badge. I saw Athan Kutsarumbus tweet
people
this out
and
other
this.
People. Yeah. I mean, look how, I don't know. It says Dems voter protection. I think that says Dems above voter protection.
So just because you make a laminated badge.
Right, what the
and
hell is that?
It's like, well, I'm going to make a goddess. I am the goddess of elections and I'm going to wear a badge and tell you what to do. You can't do that.
And I've been told that those are not authentic, right?
No.
Yes.
No, they were homemade.
And Bucks GOP, the official Twitter feed for Bucks County and the GOP tweeted, our legal team has spoken with county officials and they have provided the following clarification, right? Because I want to get, the whole point of this is to provide clarification for those that are either confused, outraged, or a combination of the both.
But how much in tax dollars, federal tax dollars, and our tax dollars here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we all pay that state tax, they allocated millions and millions of dollars to pay for all of this.
Yes.
So where did all that money go?
I agree.
Do we get our money back?
They say the line will be open until 5 p.m. Everybody in front of the sign is guaranteed to be able to vote today. Everyone after the sign is being given the option to either submit their mail-in ballot application and receive a ballot through the mail or submit their ballot, submit their mail-in ballot application and return tomorrow to get their ballot to vote in person at the three government centers, including the administration building. We've been in constant contact with the Trump Campaign Election Integrity Council for Southeast Pennsylvania and will continue to coordinate with them. So it's just, and I just want to bring up the numbers again, because to put it into context, Florida has roughly 24 million people in their state. Pennsylvania has about 13 to 14 million people. Maricopa County is the fourth largest county, and it's got about 4.4 million people. So, again, why is it that Florida can get through all of this in one day, on election day, get it done, and we see all of these absurdities? And, again, it's not like elections happen every day. So you have 4 years, or if you want to say, well, midterms 2022, then you have 2 years. You have, what are these people doing in the 24 to 48 months in between elections that they can't anticipate, they can't plan, they can't coordinate, and then go out and execute? You know, it would be like the Eagles being off for 8 weeks getting ready for the Super Bowl, and on the first play, they have a delay of game. What have you been doing for freaking 2 months?
Well,
let's go.
But you're talking about a private business where people have to be accountable, number one. Number two, with Florida, obviously after Bush, you know, V. Gore, hanging chads, that hot mess, Florida was put on notice and was an embarrassment, was the butt of every single joke. And so what they did, they got it together. So my hope, again, the silver lining here is that Pennsylvania now a national focus. Everybody's calling them out. The good news is it happened 1 week before Election Day. So my hope and my prayer is that all of these people will be embarrassed. They're getting a public spanking. There are lawyers now everywhere nationally We all heard Michael Whatley saying at the podium yesterday before introing Trump, hey, we're filing a big lawsuit. Obviously, the courts were closed by the time he said that last evening. So presumably this morning, hopefully we'll have the deets on that specific lawsuit. But there are many other lawsuits. And we've, you know, how many times has Linda Kearns called in and said they're filing these things to hold, you know, to hold the bureaucrats' feet to the fire.
Yes.
And that's
what I want. I want accountability.
Yes, accountability.
Yes.
And so even when they, you know, the thing about it is in Montgomery County, they said, oh, well, they withdrew their, they withdrew their suit. You know why they withdrew it? Because they did their job. They're good lawyers. That was Linda Kearns. You know, it's like this antagonist situation. It's like, no. The reason that they're filing this, the reason that everybody's doing this is to refine the process.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of firsthand knowledge, I believe this is correct on my call screener. The video that we just played for you, the lady that filmed it is claiming to be on line one. This is
awesome.
Kelly in Quakertown. Kelly, good morning. Are we sure this is you?
Yes, it is me.
All right. Well, it's great to have you. Thank you for filming that. Again, we can only take what you provide with the context that we get. But if you can elaborate as to beyond the video, to just walk us through the whole process.
Okay. So let me start off by saying I actually voted on Saturday, but I was watching Real America's Voice yesterday, and I'm seeing all these shenanigans going on all throughout Bucks County. So I was like, let me take a little, you know, AI drive there and let me kind of scope out the scene. Because so to rewind, our legislators already took care of this. So it was them who were not listening. So I went there thinking, okay, maybe there won't be any issues. I was wrong. So I started off asking the lady if they're going to be open at 4 o'clock,
yep,
because I have to come back with someone. I didn't want them to give me anything because I was already there on Saturday. So I kind of started off with that. And then it just exploded. And the lady with that tag that you guys are talking about, the voter protection.
Yeah.
There's another video that's not out. Well, I posted it, but it's not going viral as much. She said she was a poll monitorer. I'm like, that's not a thing. So they're going there to intimidate voters. And she went to, like, take my phone. She was really nasty. But, yeah, so that's kind of a quick summary. I'm at work.
No, you're fine. That's fine. That's fine. We're at work, too. No, I'm just kidding. did the officer say anything else other than slow and grueling? I mean, he seemed very calculated and calm, like he was trying to de-escalate and calm you down. But he kept repeating the verbiage that doesn't really sit well with me. Slow and grueling, I mean, let's be honest. There's a lot of things that are grueling. I don't think the electoral process is going to, you know, cause you to collapse.
Exactly. I mean, you know, once a year, as it's supposed to be, you know, like one day a year. I mean, that's our civic duty. So that's, you know, the way that he described that was really irritating as well. And I actually have another video of him because I was in my car and telling people that they weren't accepting anyone. And then this guy online said that they were. And I'm like, wait, what's going on? So now you can vote? So I walked up to the officer. I guess they were like having them fill out paperwork for a mail-in ballot or something. So I walked up to the officer, and he actually didn't even answer me. Like, he was just silent, like dead silent. Like, so I was like, okay. So then at that point, I asked him if he was taking his orders from Josh Shapiro.
All right. Well, Kelly, I know you're at work. Thank you for the video and thank you for calling in. You never know who's listening to this program. We appreciate you.
That's awesome.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
You're welcome. There she is, Kelly in Quakertown, who was on the filming end of Clip K3. It's got to be pretty cool. Like, you're listening to the radio and you're like, oh my God, they're playing my cut.
They're talking about me.
Hey.
That's awesome. That's
awesome.
Why you got to listen.
Yes, you do.
To Kale and Company.
That's what we do here, folks.
You know, one thing I will say is that we hear about people, quote unquote, early voting and calling these polling places. It's a point of clarification, but it's an important one. These are not technically, it's not early voting. It's mail-in voting. And I'll go back to the fact that we need to work this out. You know, everybody, maybe some of these individuals needed to go to Florida and learn how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of this is these are technically not polling places because it's not election day, so that these are service centers. And that's why some of these partisan individuals on both sides are allowed to be there.
Yeah.
If it were November 5th and these same partisans were there, they would be booted out immediately because everybody
right.
knows
yeah.
that's a huge no-no.
And if you have a good experience, let us know. We'll take those as well. Data Dave just sent us a tweet saying, I had a great experience with the mail-in ballot. Emails were asked, my driver's license, ID. He says, I just got a notification that they received it, and it was extremely easy.
That's why I don't understand. I don't know. Like, voting is so easy.
Like it should, just, yeah. And I do think most people...
You get the ballot.
Right.
But you know what? I don't know. I just, all these people have a hard time doing it. I don't understand.
But you know what, Greg? All we heard about Georgia, remember this? The allegation was, oh, it's voter oppression and suppression because you're trying to, you know, do all these strict rules. And, oh, we must empower people and we must make it easier to vote. That's all we heard about Georgia with Democrats. Now, all of a sudden, you have... A Republican revolution, if you will. All of these Republicans who have never done this before. And Trump came out and Elon Musk came out and said, you must vote early. Do this by the mail-in balloting system that's relatively newly created.
Yep.
And so that's what these are growing pains. I'm just going to say again, I'm glad for the investigations. I'm glad we are talking about it all day so that hopefully by election day on Tuesday, we have this transparency. And because people are being shamed and called out and all of that in a very loving way, hopefully they do right.
By the way, nationally, mail-in and early in-person votes cast nationally so far.
Yeah.
This morning.
Let's do the update.
41-40.
41, and what's in which state?
Democrats. No, this is nationally.
Oh, nationally. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And 19% independent or undecided, okay. Whatever you have.
You have time to zip through the swing
sure.
states?
This is Georgia. Republicans, right. 48. Democrats, 45.
48, 45 are. Gotcha.
Seven other. That's with 3.2 million ballots. North Carolina, 34% Republican, 33% Democrat, 33% other.
Okay.
And that's with 3.1 million
yep.
Cast. PA, 58% Democrat, 32% Republican, 10% other. But that's only with 1.4 million, like 1.5.
Yeah, actually. We were told that that those numbers for Pennsylvania should start to update soon, right? As opposed to the other states, because
yeah.
Pennsylvania's on the slower end.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because Al Schmidt said 2 million. Remember that?
Well, this is a live. I mean, this is a live. 1.5 is what it.
Okay.
It says here.
But Al Schmidt said 2 million requested mail-in ballots.
Oh, yeah.
So there's at least a 500,000 to 700,000 still
yep.
probably back in transit.
But they better have been postmarked by 5 p.m. yesterday.
Michigan at about 2 million ballots. Democrats, 47. Republicans, 42. Independents, 11. Wisconsin. Independents are 42%.
Yeah, I think Wisconsin hates both candidates.
Democrats 35, Republicans 23, but that's not even a million ballots yet.
Okay.
So,
Nevada and Arizona?
Arizona is this is 1.5 million ballots. Republicans 42, Democrats 35, other 23.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada is Republicans 40, Democrats 35, other 25.
Okay, so North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, advantage Republicans, and the three blue wall states, advantage Democrats.
Thus far.
But if that is the disparity, that's a Kamala Harris victory. Just letting people know that.
Yeah.
Trump can win those four states. He's still not getting the 270. Trump would need one of those three blue states, and then all he would need is Carolina, Georgia. Nevada, Arizona doesn't matter. If Trump takes Georgia and Carolina, all he needs is one of the three between PA, Michigan, Wisconsin.
Let me just look nationally. Age, 45% are 65 and over, 27% 50 to 64. So that's roughly, almost 70%?
Yeah. Right. And the Gen Zers are probably at, what, 6%?
18 to 29 is at 8%.
8%.
30 to 39 at 9%.
So Gen Z,
I mean, it's just like 18 to 39 does not vote.
Young people don't vote. They don't do happy hour, and they're snowflakes in the workplace.
So as of Monday afternoon, Al Schmidt had said that about 2 million mail ballot applications were received and approved by Pennsylvania County Elections Office, and nearly 70%. So we're processed. So they're still processing those. That from the Secretary of the Commonwealth of PA, Al Schmidt.
All right. Coming up next, we will get to a Wednesday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet.
It's so late.
It's going to start at 7:56. Hey, let's just take it up to the legal ID. What the hell? Back after this on Kaley Company. But first, I got to tell you about my friends at DuckDuckGo. I'm so excited to have them back on board with us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, because the truth is, we're sick of big tech. We're sick of Google. We don't trust them. They suppress search results. They spy on you. It's just terrible, right? And that's why I'm so proud to partner with DuckDuckGo, the best search engine. And they are absolutely a local company. And now they are taking your online privacy and security to the next level, which is why I've subscribed to Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. And I would like for you to do the same. This is a 3-in-1 privacy service, and it's going to give you a secure VPN anytime, anywhere. Secondly, they provide you identity theft protection. I don't want anybody stealing my bank info or social security number, and neither do you. And of course, the third leg of the hat trick, personal information removal, right? We're shopping, we're buying things on Amazon, we're searching for a home. We don't want to be tracked and then spammed. Take advantage of this special offer now, exclusively for our listeners. Just go to duckduckgo.com/1210 for a free 7-day trial offer. And once you love it, and I guarantee you will, it's just $9.99 a month. That's right, $10 a month. Do it today. Thank me later. duckduckgo.com/1210.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
How you can nominate one of our great heroes? It's very simple. Just go to 1210WPHD.com to submit a photo and a quick story of a local vet so that we can celebrate his or her remarkable commitment and exceptional service during World War II. Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, nurses, service pilots, medical staff, anybody that would qualify, we would like to hear your story. Visit 1210WPHD.com to submit your nomination. Veteran Spotlight is a partnership program with the great folks at the Travis Mannion Foundation and brought to you by Window Nation for all of your window and door needs. Visit windownation.com. All right, 7:55, right on time. Not really, but kind of. Let's get to a Wednesday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
What's on the Cut Sheet on this Wednesday, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease a 2025 XC40 for only $435 per month for 36 months. See store for details. They always go there tomorrow for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Check them out on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. All right, let's start with, we have Kamala Harris on the Ellipse last night in front of...
The Ellipse.
Not the Eclipse.
The Ellipse, and they said the crowd size, 75,000. Just watch how it was reported.
What is there? Is there something wrong with that, Dawn?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that it was omitted when Trump was actually there that day. It was just reported completely differently.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You mean on January 6th?
Mm-hmm. That's because this is the exact spot.
Something else happened that day.
No. Well, but she purposely went to the exact spot where Trump was.
Yeah.
And had a 75,000, record setting crowd. That's all they were gushing about last night on network news.
Gotcha.
Just pointing that out.
75,000 people is a lot of people.
Yeah, it was a ton of people. Yeah. It was.
Okay.
Do you know the crowd size that was there? My point is, the media never talks about crowd size, ever.
It's true.
When
it's absolutely true.
Republicans have a huge crowd.
Gotcha.
I just thought I would just point that out.
Okay.
Bias by omission.
I'm just going to be quiet, let you guys create content.
I'm just triggering Greg.
You guys poke each other.
Poke.
No, I'm just saying that it's what's being reported. That 75,000 people are there.
Yep, that's correct.
I don't know how accurate that is. These crowd sizes. It's an interesting point. These crowd sizes. Unless you're in a stadium, right? Mm-hmm. And you know for a fact that this stadium holds. Like, we know what Madison Square Garden holds. Trump sold out Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, 19 and change.
Okay, so we know 19,000 people were there, and there were a couple thousand outside. We get that. We see that. How do they know on the Ellipse? How do they know? Unless there's like a counter, how do they know how many people are there?
If you and somebody, I wish somebody in law enforcement either just text me as you're texting me all morning or call in, because in law enforcement, they actually do have ways of calculating this. You know, it's an estimate, but usually they're pretty good. Mm. The point that I'm making is that it's the way that it's being reported. And we saw this at the Bucks County McDonald's locally, that for whatever reason, it's that they will report something, and I'm not questioning the accuracy of the 75,000 crowd. That's not what I'm questioning. It's always biased by omission. In other words, there were people who claimed, I don't know this, but there were people in law enforcement who claimed they guesstimated the J6 Trump crowd at 100,000 people. We've never heard that. Nobody will talk about it, and in fact, they'll push back.
53,000 people.
I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Why is it even in content? It used to be, you know, as a news reporter, I would go up to a cop. What's the crime? They would have an estimate for you, and so it is this weird thing. And I don't think Trump created it. I think that he pointed it out. That, and we've seen it at City Hall. We've seen it locally, where they'll say protesters, and they'll have a tight shot. If they zoom out, it's like 9 people. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's just part of what I'm calling out on media bias. Just show the wide shot. Don't call this stuff into question. But part of that then leads to all these conspiracy theories.
I just, you know, the infatuation, whether it's Trump or Harris, whether it's somebody leaving a rally early, the obsession over, like, I don't understand what, does it change? Does it make you feel better? I
why do we talk about ratings? Why do we talk about any crowd?
Why does it matter? But what good is
you
it
should
if you
put
don't
on a
win?
Quality product? Well, whether it's one consumer watching or 1 million, then. So the point is that the media bias by omission whenever it's a conservative thing, whenever it's a Republican thing.
Don's going to be in the loony bin before the end of.
No, I'm not. I'm actually.
Before the end of.
No, I'm actually saying what I truly believe is true, is that we have to call all this stuff out so that when you look and you go, oh, what a lovely rally. Oh, 75,000. But we never zoom out and question the whole thing. Why is it reported one way when it's a conservative group? And then my friend Val in Delco, oh, look at those crazy, crazy loud chicks and blah, 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 blah. Why?
But forget about the presidential election and Republican versus Democrat and Trump versus Biden or Hillary or Kamala. Take it within, stay even within the GOP. There are certain Republican politicians that are certainly more popular than others. Yet some of them still end up losing, while the, quote, less popular Republican will win. Like, Carrie Lake has this incredible following, right? She's never won a damn thing in her life. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, these unlikable Republicans that always end up winning. Like, I don't think following, it's like, that's like, I'll go back to when I was in Nashville sports media. There was a guy who had a massive social media following count. And the brand manager at the opposite station that I was working at hired him, thinking he'd be great on the radio and he would win with ratings. He was awful. And they couldn't believe it because he had like 110,000 followers. Yet here I was with like 11,000 followers and I kicked his ass. And it was like one of these things where I'm like, if we're going to judge on superficial things like follower counts on social media or rally sizes, that is not an indicator of whether or not you're a winner or loser in politics.
Amen.
Like Ron DeSantis is not nearly as popular as far as like cult-like following of, oh my God, I love this guy so much. Like there's a lot of like detractors that look at DeSantis like kind of a strange cat, right? But he's a policy champion, and he's served two terms.
He gets stuff done.
Right.
He gets stuff done.
And look, I'm guilty of it, because I say, hey, look, in 2024, we live in this snapshot society of sound bites and memes and GIFs and pictures and 14-second clips. So I'm complicit as well. But, like, that is not the indicator. And, like, I hope people realize that. Like, just because Trump can draw 80,000 people and Kamala Harris has to bust people in, she could still beat him. And, like, people have to realize that. Like all these social media people, you know, like, and I don't want to name them because they're all good people. I like them. Some of them follow me back. I don't really care if they do, but some of them do. But, like, oh, look at this rally set. Okay, great. Well, are you going to win? I mean, what, it makes you feel good? You get all warm and fuzzy? Is it like a cup of hot cocoa on a winter day? It's just, God.
I was calling out the media.
No, yeah, I'm not criticizing you. I know exactly the angle you're talking about.
But the media influences people because it's constant.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
right.
So you talked about Carrie Lake. She was a popular anchor woman there. And so initially she was extremely popular. And I'm not saying she's a perfect candidate by any measure.
No.
Because let us not forget that abortion is on, referendums are on the ballot in Arizona and Nevada. We've talked about it. I think that could skew, you know, blue for those states. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see. But as far as it goes, the constant negative coverage of conservatives and Republicans, it has an impact.
Oh, and by the way, I just saw Howard Kurtz yesterday had the Media Monitor's number. Since the start of October, 85% negative coverage of Trump, 78% positive coverage of Kamala Harris. Oh, yeah. Now, you're totally on point with that.
Big stinky cheese on YouTube. You're welcome. That's all I'm saying. Okay, cut 20. Cut 20, Phil. If we can, this is Kamala Harris at the Ellipse last night in front of people, a crowd. May or
huge
may not
crowd.
Have been 75,000.
I wasn't questioning that.
20,000. Cut 20, Phil, go.
Look, we know who Donald Trump is. He is the person who stood at this very spot nearly 4 years ago.
By the way, stop it. Do you
yes.
do you hear the sirens in the background?
But listen to it.
We are safe, and it's like, wee.
DC's
you know what?
A hellhole.
So I listened to it live because I wanted to watch like all the stuff on Fox Live, their channel Fox Live, where they just carry everything raw.
Mm-hmm.
She was becoming annoying. Listen to it. It's not a real siren. Somebody did this.
Really?
Listen to it. It goes, woo.
Oh, it's one of those like air horns or something?
It's something
that's
different.
That's funny.
Because I was like, wait a minute. That's because a siren would be, it wails. It sounds differently.
Yeah.
And then it wanes because it's, they're going somewhere. It stays constant. And you can see her. She's annoyed with it, but she kept going.
By the way, our buddy Chris Eppolito, who came out to the remote on Friday, says on Twitter, there's phone ping data widely used to estimate crowd sizes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good. Oh. That's a good one.
Oh, and by the way, Chris, he requested a clip of Vivek Ramaswamy. I will have that coming up for you because I take requests.
Wow.
It's all requests live. You're here on 1210 at 8:05 right. in the morning.
We'll just post you up on the boardwalk, get you some cargo shorts, and have you host a three-hour show on MTV.
He's full service.
You want to do a long-distance dedication? We can do that here.
Stalker looks like I can see Stalker being a VJ on MTV. Remember back in the VJ days?
Yeah.
With Kennedy?
Yeah.
Who he used to be friends with.
Who, me?
Were you kind of buddies with Kennedy? You used to book her, right?
Yeah, and then she snubbed me.
All right,
let's keep going. We're off on a track here. I haven't played a full clip yet. It's 10 minutes into this.
Yeah.
Keep going with Cut 20,
please. The United States Capitol to overturn the will of the people in a free and fair election. An election that he knew he lost. Americans died as a result of that attack. 140 law enforcement officers were injured
that's not
because of that.
That's not police. That's not police. That is somebody. That is, you know how on megaphones they have those
the button,
the sirens.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
Wow.
That is a good pull by you, Don Senslin.
Thanks.
Does Zioli go down there with his megaphone and start trolling?
Oh,
that'd be a nice move
that'd
by Richard.
Funny.
Yeah,
that'd be funny.
He loves when I call him Richard. By the way,
I will say two things. Love her wardrobe. But do you notice that she's particularly wearing blouses that cover up her neck? I don't know if it was Sean Farish.
The gobble gobble?
My God.
Look at her neck. She's covering it now.
Yeah.
There's, which was not
there's
nice.
Nobody, there's nobody harder on women than other women.
I know.
That's right. I honestly think all women secretly hate each other.
They don't. I think she's a beautiful woman. I think she's very attractive, but I do love the wardrobe. I'm just saying, very Michael Kors.
Since you brought up her appearance, stalker, Kamala Harris.
No.
No. Well,
I think she is a... I do. I think she's a beautiful woman. Montel Williams would agree with me if you see that picture from back in the day.
So let's go Kamala back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Kamala 20 years ago.
No.
Gorgeous.
No.
I think she's I think she's a beautiful... Would you just stop?
Would not. All right.
But can we... Can we no, I'm saying this.
Kamala
positive
Harris
things.
20 years ago?
She's a smart, pretty lady. That's not why I criticize her for policies.
Even Harry Enton agrees with me with those pictures from 20 years ago.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's take another Kamala clip. This is working with Congress for a path to citizenship for hardworking dreamers. Cut 22, Phil Goat.
At the same time, we must acknowledge we are a nation of immigrants. And I will work with Congress to pass immigration reform, including an earned path to citizenship for hardworking immigrants like farm workers and our dreamers.
You know, it's amazing. You know, nobody's ever said we are not a nation of immigrants. We are a nation of immigrants. And the only pushback that any Republican or Trump supporter or conservative says is we want legal immigration, not illegal immigration. And by the way, you know, when you are the borders are and you let in 15 million people, then all of a sudden you want to pretend like you're going to act tough. Now, even if you do follow through with it, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. And we all know why you allowed 15 million people in.
Thank you.
So anybody that pays attention to this would realize that's all nonsense right there.
All right. We played this at 6:30 this morning. Let's play it again. This is Biden. So now there was, if you look at the transcript of this, it looks like in the transcript he's trying to say the guy, the comedian who made the comment about Puerto Rico.
Did they also do a stealth edit with an apostrophe? I'm seeing the people circulating the transcript as if this was White House press secretary cleanup.
I'm sure they tried to clean it up.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess if you look, it all depends on the apostrophe, right?
Right. What you put in text is different than what you say verbally.
So he appeared to call Trump supporters garbage during a White House. This was like a Zoom call thing he was on. And the White House has said that he didn't mean to call them garbage. He meant to call the Trump supporter who made the comment garbage. So we played it and we deciphered it. Let's play it again for the late audience here at 8:10. Cut 17, Fogo.
For Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of things is unconscionable, and it's un-American.
So his supporters, plural.
His supporters, I think he meant to say his supporters, which is where the... Where the apostrophe comes in, demonization of, right?
Right. Well, but let's, you know.
But he had a pause there. Yeah.
Let's flip it around and do some media analysis like Don likes to do. Now, if those exact words were uttered by Trump about Democrats, do you think the media would be, no, Trump really meant to say, and it was taken out of context, and no, it would be immediately. It's amazing that the Puerto Rico floating trash thing in a joke setting from a comedian was racist. It was this, it was that, it was everything under the sun. Yet the current sitting president, who has a history of going after verbally Trump supporters and Republicans, and then there's been times in the past where he's tried to couch and he says, "Well, there are some good Republicans out there, but I'm talking about the MAGA faction." Like, I got news for you, like, dude, that's a majority of the Republican Party today. So you're taking a swipe at probably 90%+ of registered Republicans. It's a bad look for Joe Biden. Although I would love it to be intentional. In order to sing Kamala Harris. I know that's a pipe dream, but damn, that would be glorious.
Two things. Republicans and conservatives, I think, look at us. We're trying to be fair. We're fair people. And we're saying, okay, in all fairness, he's an elderly person. He does gaffes all the time. And so we try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Zero people on the other side would give, let's say, Trump or any of us ever the benefit of the doubt
if
we misspeak.
No shot. No shot. Right? You get the benefit of the doubt.
Well, let's go with Nick, what you were talking about, Phil. I'm going to go with cut eight here. Whether Joe Biden intentionally did this or if his brain is just mush.
This is my favorite clip of the day.
So he was talking about Chris Von Hollen.
Von Hollen.
Senator Von Hollen.
Yes.
Cut eight, Phil, go.
Senator Chris Van Halen. Von Halen. What the hell's his name? He's new. Chris Von Chris and I have been doing this for so many years.
Eddie
now.
Van Halen. Alex Van Halen.
Hey, at least I'm getting old.
Yeah, is Eddie better?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Can we do that one more time? Van Halen. What the hell's his name? Where's Jackie?
Senator Chris Van Halen. Von Halen. What the hell's his name? He's new. Chris and I have been doing this for so many years now, it's getting old.
Van Halen.
Or at least I'm getting old. Chris isn't getting old.
Van Halen. Von Hollen. He also appears to threaten Trump, too. He says he'd like to take that guy for a swim out there. I think he means in Puerto Rico. Yeah. Or maybe he means the comedian. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, nobody knows seems to know what he means.
Guys, let me just repeat this again. This was their nominee 4 months ago.
This
guy was their nominee 4 months ago. Everybody's like, he's fine. He's fine. Nothing wrong with him.
You took the words right out of him. I mean, Morning Joe lectured us. He's never been more, this is the best version. In March and April of 2024, he's sharp as a when you show up for a meeting with Joe at the table, you better be prepared and be on your A game.
Yep.
That is one of the biggest frauds ever perpetuated on the American public. And she was in on it.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I think I don't really see a huge change in him over the past 2 years. I really don't. I would submit to you that although, yeah, he has the whatever it's called, sundowners or whatever that thing is, where during a certain sect of the day, he's more with it. But I don't really see a huge difference. I don't over 2 years.
No, you're right. The big difference was when he was campaigning in 2019 and when he first, right around the election, that compared to 2022 versus 2024.
Yeah.
The fall off really started basically as soon as he got into office.
Yeah, but I will say that they were fine with him until his poll numbers went down. So the number that they were looking at was the poll number, not his age, not his acuity or his sharpness, his mental sharpness. And I think that they got it wrong. I still think when you look at him here, and if you're a Democrat, you think of blue Joe Biden. You think of somebody who has the perception of having the backs of workers and union workers. And right now, I think those workers are going to vote for Trump.
Well, yeah. And, it's funny you say that, Dawn. Axios had a story yesterday about how Kamala is missing the mark in Pennsylvania by not using him more, because where he does still resonate is in that Scranton, Rust Belt,
they know
working
him.
Class area.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't resonate there.
Mm-mm. He's been going. Think about it. This is a guy who has been in every household essentially through, he's been a politician for 40, 50 plus years and on the radar of people as a famous politician in America for like half a century.
Yep.
All right, play cut nine here, Phil.
That's why today I'm proud to announce we're delivering $3 billion in funding from my Inflation Reduction Act to help clean up and modernize ports in 27 different states and territories, from Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and beyond, including, yes, Puerto Rico. I'd like to take that guy for a swim out there. Anyway.
What?
I don't even know what that means.
Does he want to drown Trump in the ocean?
I don't know if he's talking about Trump. Is he talking about the comedian who made the joke?
Is he talking about corn pop or a lifeguard?
And what does he mean? I need to take him for a swim? Like, that's not even.
I don't know what that means. The White House might have to translate that one. Where's Jen Psaki at?
Is he saying that the waters in Puerto Rico are contaminated?
I have no idea.
That's a good question.
What
is he saying?
I have no idea.
A lot of garbage floating around.
A lot of garbage.
Yeah.
So then on CNN last night on Caitlin Collins' program, Josh Shapiro heard those comments for the first time about with Biden calling Trump supporters garbage. And he reacted to him and kind of threw Biden right under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
This is cut 17. No, this is not cut 17. What cut is this? This is cut 15. Phil, go.
Never insult the good people of Pennsylvania or any Americans, even if they chose to support a candidate that I didn't support. I think the real issue here is Donald Trump and his inability to simply say comments like that are wrong, to simply stand up for his fellow Americans. He is incapable of doing that. When he had the keys to the White House before, he didn't do it. He separated people out. He divided people. He's promised more of the same. And that's why I think he's dangerous. And that's why I'm working as hard as I can to support Kamala Harris and do everything we can to defeat Donald Trump again in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, and the White House is trying to say that what President Biden was saying, they're putting an apostrophe there in supporters, saying it's the singular, I guess, referring to the comedian, that supporters comments. I mean, it's hard to really look at that when you can listen to it for yourself. But do you think the president needs to come out and clarify that comment?
Well, I think President Biden will decide what he wants to say. It's certainly not words that I would choose. And I think it's important that we remain focused on the contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump and not attacking supporters of either candidate.
I do have to get your reaction to this, Governor, because Trump is in your...
Who do you think wants to see Kamala sink more, Shapiro or Biden? I mean, Kamala replaced Joe and then Kamala snubbed Shapiro. Yeah, remember, Democrats are very diabolical. By the way, get ready, 2028, J.D. Vance against Josh Shapiro. There's your election matchup forecasting in the future. But even Caitlin Collins saying pretty indefensible, no matter what the White House is saying, no matter where you put your apostrophe or add your grammar and your punctuation, he was referring to Trump supporters. And I think that's one of those Joe Biden angry moments. Which is interesting because they didn't give Joe Biden the angry pill on June 27th. He went out there and fumbled the ball.
Then Trump was in Allentown, Pennsylvania last night, and Marco Rubio came up on stage to break to Trump the news that Joe Biden had just called his supporters garbage. Cut 19, Phil, go.
So we're thrilled to be joined by some incredible people. I already mentioned Senator Marco Rubio. Marco, will you come up here, please? Come on.
Get up here. Yes, sir.
Good man, this one. Thank you, Marco. Thank you. Do you want to say something?
Go ahead. All right. Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I have breaking news for you, Mr. President. You may not have heard this. Just moments ago, Joe Biden stated that our supporters are garbage.
Are Marco's ears real?
Marco has no supporters, by the way.
Look how big his ears are.
Garbage. He's talking about the Border Patrol. He's talking about nurses. He's talking about teachers. He's talking about everyday Americans who love their country and want to dream big again and support you, Mr. President. And I hope their campaign is about to apologize for what Joe Biden just said. We are not garbage. We are patriots who love America. And thank you for running, Mr. President.
Don, can you do Trump's makeup? I mean, that bronzer is just, he has way too much bronzer on him. Jesus mighty.
Well, here's the weird thing about
him. Look at his hands. He's using look at the side of his head compared to his face.
He's using the same thing Steve Bannon put on.
The weird thing is that yesterday, on one channel, he looked perfectly fine. On the other channel, he looked like this, where it wasn't like blended in.
True orange man.
And so, well, I think it's actually the, I mean, if I'm going to get into it, it's that it, whatever it is, a bronzer, whether they're putting a powder or a makeup on it, it's not good for television.
Okay.
So it reflects in a different way.
The lighting of the cameras exposes it, is what you're saying?
Exactly. That it's reflective. So you need a matte. You always need a matte finish.
Yes.
Trump then.
And by the way, as far as garbage goes, I would like to identify moving forward as my pronouns are now garbage/trash. I just want to clarify. I'm going to use pronouns for the first time in my life.
For the later listeners, Nick, why don't you say what you started the 7 o'clock hour saying what Trump should do as his next stunt?
Oh, the next stunt. I mean, I swear to God, I think this would go over incredibly well. He should get on the back of a garbage truck, go through a neighborhood, hold on to that little handle on the side. You know, it comes to a screeching halt. You jump off. You scoop up some cans. Then you totally disregard the cans unless there's somebody that lives there that gives $100 tips at Christmas, like Greg Stocker. And you just throw the trash can into the driveway and it's rolling around. Then it goes down the street.
That would be amazing.
That would be ball game.
It would be ball game.
Kamala would have to withdraw from the race.
You're correct.
I think she would too.
All right. Then Trump took to the stage and said, compared Biden saying this to what Hillary said in 2016. This is cut 16. Phil, go.
So you have, remember Hillary? She said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right?
So let's maybe Phil, we could throw up a poll question in the YouTube chat or on the station Twitter. Moving forward for this audience, how would you like to be identified as? Garbage, deplorable, or irredeemable?
Wow.
Maybe we could throw that up. I mean, look, this is what we have to live with, so we might as well embrace it, right? Which one would you like? I like garbage. I'm going to refer to myself as garbage moving forward, especially at Thanksgiving.
Nick, garbage, Kale.
That's correct.
Dawn, garbage, Stenslin.
Nope, I'm not.
Do you want to go deplorable?
Or trash?
Trash.
Trash.
Did you take out the trash? By the way, when you say that, when you have to remind Lair Bear to take out the cans, do you call it garbage or trash?
No, he doesn't. The boys are supposed to do that.
When you tell the boys to do it, do you say, boys, take out the trash cans or the garbage cans?
Garbage.
Yeah, I say garbage as well. I feel like trash is a little dated.
Take out the garbage or take out the trash. Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
It's a southern thing.
These are the things that we ponder on this show, which makes us number one.
Well, in the South, for example, they say car crash. In the North, in the Midwest, in the East Coast, you would say car accident.
That's right.
So we say in our house, it's garbage night. Make sure you take the trash cans. We say garbage night, but make sure you take the trash cans down.
And by the way, while we're on this subject, yeah. I have a you know how I have a really bad mental block with ran versus run?
Yes.
Yes, we do. We've got the tape. I also have a serious mental block with when I take the garbage bag out of the can and I tie it up and then I take it out. For the life of me, I honestly got probably 85% of the time, I always forget to put a new garbage bag back in the can.
I do that all the time, too.
Amazing.
My wife hates it. She goes, when will you ever put a garbage trash bag
There's a genetic defect with the man replacing the bag.
Yep.
I actually think it's gender related. it explains the gender gap in politics in a nutshell.
91 LSXer says Nick and Greg are essentially Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen in Men at Work. That's a great reference. So Trump was interviewed last night by Sean Hannity. This is cut 12, Phil. Where he asked about the comedian, and he was basically like, I have no idea who this comedian was. Cut 12, Phil, go.
Anyway, so you have this big event at Madison Square Garden. It went on for hours. I don't even know if you were there for the whole thing. I don't know what time you got there. I was told and made aware that you had no idea about this comedian who made comments.
I have no idea who he is. Somebody said there was a comedian that joked about Puerto Rico or something, and I have no idea who it was. Never saw him, never heard of him, and don't want to hear of him. But I have no idea. They put a comedian in, which everybody does. You throw comedians in. You don't vet them and go crazy. It's nobody's fault. But somebody said some bad things. Now, what they've done is taken somebody that has nothing to do with the party, has nothing to do with us, said something, and they try and make a big deal. But I don't know who it is. I don't even know who put him in. And I can't imagine it's a big deal. I've done more for Puerto Rico than any president, I think, that's ever been president. When the hurricanes came, I rebuilt. I helped them rebuild their electrical system. I helped them rebuild dams and everything else. That place was hit by so many hurricanes. It's almost like Hurricane Alley. I've never seen anything like it. And Puerto Ricans love me because I was the president that stood up for them more than any president. I've had great relationships with Hispanics, but I've had really great relationship with Puerto Rico and people from Puerto Rico. They love every time I go outside, I see somebody from Puerto Rico. They give me a hug and a kiss I gave them more money. I sent the hospital ship when they had one of the big hurricanes. They had no hospitals. The hospitals were wiped out. I sent the big Mercy ship. I sent it to Puerto Rico fully equipped. It took care of things. I mean, they love me in Puerto Rico, and I love them. I was there handing out food. I got in trouble for that, too, because we were having fun. We had a lot of people, and I was throwing paper towels to the back. They were all having fun. Everybody, and the fake news came, oh, that was very disrespectful to be throwing towels. No, I have unbelievable good relationship with Puerto Rico and the Puerto Rican people. Who this comedian was, I have no idea.
You wish he wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a big deal or not, but I don't want anybody making nasty jokes or stupid jokes. I mean, yeah. Probably he shouldn't have been there, yeah.
Let me ask this. It seems to...
All right, so a couple of things. Number one, I forget her name now. I'm drawing a blank on it. I saw it yesterday. The female senator from Puerto Rico just came out and basically endorsed Donald Trump. So for all the people that were wondering whether or not this is going to derail Donald Trump...
Zoraida Buxo, or Buxo.
Yes, that's the name. Thank you. She is a Trump supporter, and she came out and said so yesterday. And then secondly, according to the betting markets... Donald Trump, this is courtesy of Newsweek of all places, Donald Trump's odds of winning have actually increased by 2 points since the Puerto Rico joke. So you talk about Teflon Don and nothing seems to derail the guy, at least from a polling and betting odds markets perspective. That's interesting. Now, yesterday he was up in Allentown, PPL Center. I told you my buddy works right across the street at ADP. They had to close their office for the day and work virtually. Remember, it was Politico and a couple of other outlets. It's spreading like wildfire within the Puerto Rican community, and it's a firestorm of backlash. I have not seen a ton of Puerto Rican protests in Allentown. I saw one video where there was like two people in a crowd of maybe 50 that were waving the Puerto Rican flag. But other than that, for all of the doom and gloom that the media tried to slop together over the last 48 hours, again, you know, it was October 27th. You know, I don't think that's going to swing it in one direction. I don't think an undecided says, all right, you know what? That seals my fate. I've made up my mind. Kamala Harris it is. We're not at, that's not where we are in this day and age of politics.
By the way, yeah,
good.
The strange thing about it is that because that comedian, who, by the way, was the first one to perform hours before Trump was there, and you hear, you know, I think people believe that that's all true. Although Jon Stewart came out and supported, you know, as Greg pointed out yesterday, supported the comedian. But I will say that Zoraida Buxo being there, the congresswoman, the senator, or others in the community, the Puerto Rican community, especially here in Pennsylvania, 500,000 people. So did this turn around and did Trump actually talk more about the Puerto Rican community in particular? And did this turn out for a win for him? Because everybody was talking about it. And then all of these people come in, and now it's a big topic. And they go, wow, when has a president of the United States of America had this much coverage and conversation about, you know, the Puerto Rican people? Does it work in a win column for him as a result of this, as a reaction?
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as whether or not, fair or unfair, Trump should take some blame for content that is shared at a rally, I'm kind of torn on this, and I look at it from two different perspectives. Let me go radio and let me go sports. If Greg Stock, so let's say, you know, Greg Stocker is the brand manager. If some show, some host on this station has a guest or has an audio clip and it goes terribly, terribly bad, can Stocker sit there and say, oh, I have no idea who this person was, don't blame me? Probably not. Stocker, as the brand manager, might receive some guff.
Everything that happens on this radio station is my fault.
So I am correct in that assessment. But then I also look at it from a football standpoint, especially if you're an NFL coach or a college football coach. You have 53 or 65 players. You can't keep tabs on where every single player is at all hours of the day. You know, you ever hear these stories in like July before NFL teams report to training camp and a player gets arrested for domestic assault at 2:25 in the morning? Is that the football coach's fault? No, he's not responsible for everybody else. So I'm a little torn on what type of culpability Trump should have. He's got a lot of people handling things. Ultimately, I would probably blame the same person that apparently pre-screened and then nixed the derogatory C word. So if you caught that, maybe you should have seen the joke and thought, you know what? Yeah, it's not, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a joke, but you have to be cognizant of what the media has done to this guy for the last 9 years. And you know they're waiting for something like that because that's all they have. So, Dawn, I'm not really sure where you stand on that from that slant that I presented, but I just wanted to share that.
I think it's two different things. Puerto Rican Americans, right, because there are fellow Americans, but those who have left actually Puerto Rico, and they are here in places like Pennsylvania, New York, the East Coast. What do we have, the second biggest population in the nation? So they, I think there's a difference here as far as how they vote. And so still, as we look at overall, when you think about what party affiliation they would traditionally have, this group of voters and Hispanic voters traditionally went for voting for Democrats. And we know that. But in this case, remember that in Puerto Rico, you cannot vote. You don't have electoral count. You don't have any of that in actually Puerto Rico. So what we're talking about, and it's very specific, mm-hmm. we're talking about Puerto Ricans here, let's say in a swing state like Pennsylvania. This is fascinating to me because as Trump is reaching out to them, I think this issue about this comedian becomes a non-issue because I think Democrats are saying, rut-row, all these endorsements are coming out. And this community likes the fact that he's reaching out to them and reaching across to them and speaking directly to them and giving them respect, much like he's doing with certain blue areas that we haven't really seen a presidential candidate who's a Republican ever speak out to. So I think this issue overall goes away. It dies because they realize this is not a winning issue for Democrats.
There you go. All right. Coming up next, we will go down to Florida. Tony Bruno, a man who once would be qualified as South Philadelphia garbage. He is now Western Florida trash, according to Joe Biden, right? Trump supporters. We're all garbage. We're all trash. How do you identify, folks? Tony Bruno next on his weekly spot here on Kale and Company.
If you need a midweek boost, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, has you covered with Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack. Now every Wednesday, which is today, you can get parlay profit boosts on everything from spreads to over-unders and even player props. So don't let the weekend have all the fun. Take advantage of the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack. Who knows? It might just become your favorite day. Look for the Hump Day Parlays Reward Stack in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Greg, FanDuel.com/Greg. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA, and 1210 WPHT, 21 and over, President of Pennsylvania. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The great Tony Bruno.
Yeah. Woo! Absolutely. By the way, you noticed the great Phil Ulmquist playing that song, and you know why? You know who sang that song?
Zip.
Garbage.
Yeah. Garbage. Garbage. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Garbage. Yeah, with the lead singer is Shirley Manson. That song back in 1995. What's interesting to note is that Joe Biden calling everybody garbage and the song garbage.
Not a joke.
I mean, the song, I'm not only happy when it rains, Stupid Girl.
Yes.
Yeah. If you look at the lyrics to Stupid Girl, garbage is talking about Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Talk about ironies.
How dare they?
Read the lyric. No, I'm not making it up. For real. As Joe Biden would say, you pretend you're high, pretend you're bored, pretend you're anything just to be adored. What you need is what you get. Don't believe in fear. Don't believe in faith. Don't believe in anything that you can't break. Stupid girl, all you had, you wasted. All you had, you wasted. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, digging deep into the recesses of a brilliant mind to tell you that actually Joe Biden was talking about taking shots on the way out,
yeah,
for a guy being dumped to the side of the road like trash at K&A. That's what Joe Biden did to Kamala Harris. He brought out the garbage. Take out the trash. Yakety yak. Don't fall back. All that other stuff. We're not getting this kind of next level analysis anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen.
That's why we have Tony Bruno on for this sort of commentary that you can only get weekdays at 8:30 on Wednesday morning. Kale and Company.
By the way, has the Philly Voice or South Philadelphia Review made its a report that endorsed Kamala Harris yet in Philly?
No, but the Philadelphia Inquirer did, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm shocked.
Oh, I know.
All 12 people who pay for subscriptions ought to be really excited.
Wow.
Spike Lee.
But my favorite paper, yes, Spike Lee. Well, Spike Lee's everywhere. Yeah. By the way, last night the Yankees won, and I know that's a big story for a lot of people. But did you see the play? Were the people in the outfield?
Do we have that?
That's going up.
Yeah.
Phil, it's unbelievable.
There's a slow motion video. Yeah, let's
slow
play
slow motion video.
Yeah,
yeah,
Phil,
this is unbelievable.
There we go. All right, so there it is. I mean,
other dude.
No, wait. Yeah, it's just some guy's thing. So just play the video.
Yeah. So, I mean, he literally yanks it out of his glove. Look at this.
Right out of his glove.
The glove is there, and they open the glove up and reach in and take it out.
I know.
Tony, if this had happened in Philadelphia, it would have been national news today, right?
We would have been called white trash. Look, a lot of times they would be correct.
Look at that guy. He's double chin. Like, he's just like, he just looks like every Bronx yahoo, doesn't he?
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep.
Vinny from Queens.
I was live tweeting during the game last night, and I said, whose sphincters are tighter? And this is when the Yankees were down early in the game, because they had to win or it's go home.
Yep.
You know, so I said, whose sphincters are tighter, the Yankee fans, the Yankee players, or Fox Sports? Think worrying about a four-game sweep in the World Series.
Just say
bad
right?
for business. Yeah.
Way bad for
business. Can you imagine?
A
lot of people are watching this. You know, it's the two big markets, Yankee, New York. But imagine if the Yankees had been swept. Give them credit. Meanwhile, the Dodgers were picking volunteers from the stands to go out and pitch in a game that meant nothing to them because they'd rather go home and clinch it.
Yep.
Give the Yankees credit, though. They were batting against guys who were guys in the stands that they found with a Dodger jersey on and threw out there last night.
Amazing. That video of that guy is just, that's going to live in infamy. I've never seen somebody, like, he physically tries to remove the ball from his glove.
If I recall, that happened like 25, 30 years ago at a Yankee game. That was the Yankees-Orioles, I think in the late 90s, where something like that happened at the fence. Yeah. Yeah, you can look it up. Bruno, I want to get your thoughts.
And they were arguing, and the Yankee players were arguing that it wasn't fan interference.
Yeah. Right. Talk about bias.
Yeah.
So let's try to make sense of what's going on, because you're in a different place where there's much better election, you know, day protocol. Florida, after their disaster 24 years ago, has gotten it right. Yesterday, all hell's breaking loose. We've got stories coming from Bucks County. Then we go up to Quakertown. We've had stuff in Montgomery County. We've got a lady being arrested in Delco. We've got people trying to.
I got her name, by the way.
Yeah, Val.
I have the name of the person that was arrested.
Yes.
Pam Janvey, one of the, quote, voter protection broads, the one who looked like one of the, who's the purple character that comes over?
Barney?
Tinky Winky? She could have been Bernie, but Tinky Winky, who was the purple guy on the, that came over the mountain in the morning? That crazy show, the kids show, remember? There was Tinky Winky and Poe. The Teletubbies. She was the purple Teletubby. The woman in purple, not the woman and lady in red. The woman, Pam Janvey, she's been identified as the voter protection person that was out
Democrat
there harassing
here.
People.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about my friend from Delco, and that's Val Biancaniello.
Yes. So yes. I mean, are you hearing, and my point of this is, I mean, A, I want to get your thoughts on what's going on in your old hometown, but is any of this stuff happening in Florida where you're seeing these videos that pop up on social media where presumably Republican supporters are being dealt with ridiculous nonsense, like lines being cut off?
Of course not.
Okay.
No, I went out. I voted early last week. I went out. I got my sticker right here. Lee County votes. Yes, Trump, straight Republican ticket. Not because I'm a Republican, because I want the message. I don't just want Kamala Harris to lose. I want her humiliated. I want her degraded. I want her to move on and then go do the Joe Biden podcast and go to him after she loses the election. This is the dumbest election in history. There has never been a candidate in my life. And I'm saying this as a lifelong Democrat who grew up in Philly and only knew Democrats since the year I was born. And the fact that she is actually in this race proves just how stupid the voters are. And it's not my style to criticize females, but women who vote for Kamala Harris need to have their heads examined. I hope that if she wins, that she promises mental health help to all of the people who voted for her, when they realize what they elected. And I'll tell you one thing, here in Florida, no problem. It's amazing. This used to be ground zero for the worst voting practices in America. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is ground zero. Hanging Chads, hanging Jeremy's, hanging Gardens of Babylon. We got everything hanging down here.
Yeah, baby.
And when you go to the beach, you'll see a lot of things hanging down here.
Yeah.
And you know, now it's going to be 88 degrees here today.
Oh, stop.
That's a little too hot for me.
Yeah,
we still have the air conditioner.
Yeah,
77.
We still have the air conditioner on all day long here.
Oh,
it's an outrage.
It is.
I got to get the climate activist down here. You know, Greta Thunberg is no longer a climate activist. Now she's a pro-Hamas person. Well, she's whoever pays her the most money to go out and protest. Remember, she was, how dare you, climate guru.
Yeah. And as Tony Bruno once famously said in the early days of this program,
just give me the damn 5-day forecast and try to be accurate.
Exactly right.
Yep.
So anyway, Eagles Sunday, 4:25, as I mentioned, you know, it's going to be Halloween weekend. People are already going out. There are people in Philadelphia going out dressed as actual, like, voters, in Bucks County. And speaking of white trash.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any more white trash than Joe Biden, his white trash wife, and his entire white trash family?
Oh, wow. Wow.
I mean, they're white trash.
His wife's a Philly girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Willow Grove native.
White trash. Is she garbage
or
white trash? I think that's a poll question. Put it up on the poll.
Yeah.
Come on, Phil.
Go to the poll. It's all about the polls. These polls never close early, Tony. Yeah, you mentioned the Rogan podcast. So how about that? So Trump does 3 hours. Kamala's campaign reportedly says, well, we'll do 60 minutes, but there are stipulations. Rogan's like, no, we're going to do it my way. It goes how long. And by the way, it's not like Trump said, I'll do 3 hours. It just happened to go 3 hours. There's no shot clock on this interview. There's no game clock. And then J.D. Vance says, you know what? The hell with Kamala. I'll jump on. Everybody will do Rogan except for Kamala.
Yeah, and that got me in trouble yesterday because a person I used to work with, Lisa Guerrero at Fox, when I was there doing the Best Damn Sports Show in the early 2000s, Lisa was an update woman who would do a minute update during the show. And I had never had problems with Lisa Guerrero. You know, she used to be a journalist. She's done some good work. But she tweeted yesterday the dumbest tweet you'll ever see. And, you know, she considers herself a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And she is. But she not anymore, because she's just another far-left lunatic who lives in L.A. and lives in the bubble. And again, I don't care who she votes for, but when you put journalist on there, and then I don't know if you saw the tweet, she tweeted out basically saying that Kamala Harris doesn't have to, Joe Rogan has to go to Kamala Harris.
No, he don't.
Why would Kamala Harris go to Texas and Austin? I mean, you know, there's no way she should do that. Meanwhile, you know, as you mentioned, everybody goes to Austin to sit down with Joe. And I'm no Joe Rogan honk. You know, the guy's wacky, but, you know, he's powerful. Again, he's not even a journalist. He's a guy who sits down and talks to anybody. You know, he's a conspiracy theorist. He'll talk to anybody. But the fact that Lisa Guerrero, who out there is on Entertainment Tonight doing 1 minute sound bites, you know, and again, that's God bless her. I don't care. I'm not downgrading her career or her life. But she came after me after I was one of the many people who happened to see her tweet about how that Joe Rogan, you know, he Kamala Harris doesn't need to go to Joe Rogan. She doesn't need to go see him. She's busy. She's the vice president of the United States. And the reason why she didn't go is because she knows she can't sit down for more than 10. Remember, Bret Baier was supposed to be a half an hour, and then he did 20 minutes, and then she flamed out and left. Do you think Kamala Harris could sit down? She couldn't even make it on Club Shay Shay. I mean, she said the same thing twice. And by the way, and I love Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
I mean, how does he get those pants on? We talk about painted on jeans on women.
Can I play?
Does he buy his suits one size too small, or does he wash them and then and hang and dry them?
Phil, can we play a clip from her on with the Club Shay Shay podcast with Shannon Sharp?
I've been to Club Shay Shay. They threw me out into the alleyway after hours.
This is cut seven.
Yeah, is that down on Delaware Avenue?
I think so.
The Fish Town?
Where they talk about black men needing to vote for her. This is cut seven, Phil. Go.
Clip seven. Club Shay Shay.
Club Shay Shay.
Shannon Sharp.
She didn't even have any vodka. She didn't even have any cognac.
Well,
she's a fraud.
I guess we don't have it.
No.
But yeah,
no,
here, you know,
how can you not? You got two bottles of cognac sitting there, and Kamala Harris, who was getting drunk on beer with Gretchen Whitmer, did not even take a shot of Henny, hen dog sitting on the table.
I love some hen dog. But, you know, this is what I said yesterday when she apparently turned down, you know, the whole Rogan thing. And by the way, Austin, Texas is, you know, very bluish, progressive.
Oh, yeah.
This would have been a perfect spot for her to do the interview, then go out and campaign.
And she was there.
Right, and she was
Houston. She was in Texas.
Yeah.
She was in Texas just last week, the same day that Trump was in Texas.
Yeah.
She was up there pumping up the guy that's running against Ted Cruz. But she goes there. And here's the part. If you're going to say, well, you know, she's too busy to go to Austin. Meanwhile, she flew all the way out to L.A. from Washington to go on Call Me Daddy. Remember that
Call Me Daddy
podcast?
That's a great point. That is a great point.
I just try to use logic here.
Yeah.
You know, if you use your common sense, then you figure these things out easier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just it's not –
well,
honking for a candidate. I'm not a journalist anymore. So, I can say whatever I want. But when you're a journalist and you put journalist in and you're making comments on social media about how she doesn't have to go to Joe Rogan, Joe Rogan has to go to her.
Yeah. Well,
stupid.
I agree. And I said this yesterday, and Dawn and Greg both disagreed. I said, Gretchen, you want to sit down and have a staged beer at a bar with Gretchen Whitmer, you know what would really resonate? And I think it would help her. And I'm being objective when I say this. Not only do you go on the Joe Rogan podcast, but you sit there and you have drinks with him. Hell, you might even smoke weed with him. That would actually work for her because nobody knows anything about her, and she's very unrelatable. If she sat down and cracked three different beers over the course of 2.5 hours with Joe Rogan, that would be beneficial for her bottom line, and she doesn't do it.
And by the way, she went on an interview she's doing local interviews, obviously, because you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. You know, look what happened at Channel 6 when Kamala sat down. That was a banger, too, right? Remember when she sat down with a dude at Channel 6?
Yeah.
With the deep voice and the pretty hair?
Yeah, that's not me.
What's that guy's? No, not you.
Yeah, not me.
And not my boy over there with the great hair.
Greg.
Kevin Stock.
Greg
Stock. Kevin Stock.
Kevin Halls and Greg Stocker.
Everybody asks me all the time if I'm related to Kevin Stocker. Yeah. I am not. We have to break.
We got to take a quick break, Bruno. We'll come back.
Are we coming back?
Yeah, we're going to come back.
I got a lot of material today. I got so much to talk about.
Good. I'm just going to sit back and let you go. I want to hear what you have to say. We'll do that on the other side. Bruno stays with us on a Wednesday as we're back after this on Kale & Company.
You've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding for years now. Think the world of Mike and Mark Chapman locally here. They've done a beautiful job with windows. Door replacement in my home, and they're going to do the same for you. So we are winding down here, but for the entire month of October this fall, Chapman has been giving you the chance to receive $1,000 in credit toward a new front door. Now, here's the thing. All you have to do is send them a photo of your current front door. Everybody who sends in that photo, you automatically, you're going to get the $500 credit toward a new front door. But one lucky winner receives $1,000 in credit toward a brand new front door. What does that updated front door look like? It gives you a makeover, basically. Looks like a makeover. Advances the curb appeal, if you will. So whether it's a single door, double door, a door with the side lights, that's like I have, you want to work with them. They have incredible experienced project consultants, and they can certainly help you choose that perfect front new door or whatever you need for your home. Call them, text them, 610-610-431-8898. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.